I help you?
Hey, miss. Good afternoon. It's Everett from RDI Diamonds. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Larissa.
Larissa, nice to meet you, Larissa.
Yes.
I've reached out a number of times, spoke with Pierce. I'm the account manager for your guys' store, so
yes.
Anything...
no more. Yes, I got you.
Yeah, so you remember her.
Yes, of course, I remember her voice. My boss is out of town. He won't be back until next week.
Oh, gotcha. Are you the manager of the store?
That's again later. No, he is. He's the owner and manager.
I see. Are you one of the sales reps?
No, I'm just a salesperson.
Oh, gotcha. Cool. Well, I wanted to just kind of check in on Mr. Pierce and see how everything's been going. But I'm glad I got you. I haven't been able to. I've literally only spoken to Pierce from the store. So it's kind of nice to get some more names now. So, how's the store been? Is it busier or?
It's a little bit. Well, yeah, kind of busy. I mean, this isn't Christmas, so.
Yeah, I hear you. What are people coming in looking for?
Mostly, we do a lot of repairs, so it's mostly repairs.
Okay.
And I guess engagement rings with those lab diamonds.
Yeah, we don't like those, huh?
I don't like those, no.
We don't like them over here either.
Yeah, it's like, well, the kids don't care, you know.
Yeah.
They just want bigger, and they can't afford anything bigger unless it's lab, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what else. No, just mostly repairs and try to sell stuff.
Of course. Always try to sell stuff. There's not. You guys are in Gainesville. Surely there's a lot of college students coming in, no?
No, we're not near the university.
Okay.
So we're on the other side. I mean, and college kids, I guess, they don't really care.
Yeah. But, all right, cool. Well, I just wanted to check in.
Some custom work, people looking for certain items, specifically like a sapphire or a nice emerald, larger sizes, you know.
Yeah,
custom
gemstones and such.
But other than that, it's mostly repairs now.
I hear you. Do you have I believe you have an accent. Are you from?
Yes.
Where are you from?
Russia.
Ah. I have a pretty good ear to catch that. My parents are from Turkey. So, yeah. So I was born here, born and raised. I went to school here.
I was going to say, I cannot hear your accent.
If you spoke with my mom or dad, you'd hear the accent. They speak, it's a very thick Turkish accent, but I have a good ear for it because I grew up with them.
Accents. You can hear, yeah.
I can hear it.
Maybe, yeah.
You what?
I can hear myself. I can hear my accent.
How long have you been here?
Oh, gosh, 40 plus years.
Oh, okay. That's been a long time. Your English is fantastic. Did you learn in Russia or did you learn over here?
No, here. I went to school here.
Oh, good for you.
High school. But if I came in a little earlier, then I would probably not have it. I think if you come in before 11,
yeah.
You're younger than, or 11 or younger, you're not supposed to have an accent.
Yeah, I always trick people. I tell them English wasn't my first language, and they're confused. And it's true, by the way. I learned how to speak Turkish before I spoke English, but I don't have an accent.
Turkish now?
So,
you still speak Turkish?
Yes. I used to have to translate for my parents. Like, they would have, like, all these, like, I don't know, government documents or, like, credit card documents or, like, doctor stuff, and I would always have to translate for them.
Oh, that's right.
So,
it's hard to translate.
So now it's not hard to translate, but when I was like a kid, when I was like 13 years old and they were asking me to translate like doctor's notes, I was like, I don't know, I can read it, but I don't know what any of this means, you know?
Right, exactly. Well, it's hard to, like, especially if, let's say my dad was watching a movie and he's like, well, what did he say? Because it's, you know, construct of a language is different.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't just translate, you have to turn around. I remember when I was learning English, my English teacher was going to say, you're translating word for word, it doesn't work.
Yeah, yep. I say that because people will ask, my friends will ask me, like, say this in Turkish, or what does that mean in Turkish? And I'm like, well, it doesn't translate exactly 100%. I have to rephrase it. So there's never like a one-to-one translation. But that's interesting.
And then you kind of go,
Yeah. And then I look dumb. I'm like, no, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm doing. You're just asking me something silly, but cool. Did you guys just went straight to Florida, or did you guys land in New York?
Oh, New York. I lived in New York for many years.
Okay, I figured.
My husband got a job here, so we moved to Gainesville. Not my first choice, but...
Not your first choice. You don't like it down there?
I don't know. It's too small.
It's too small, really? Well, compared to New York, yeah.
Where are you at?
I'm in Rochester, New York. So we have two offices. We've got a New York City one, and then we've got a Rochester, New York one. It's pretty close to Canada. So my parents came here. Obviously, they landed in New York City. My dad had a job up here in Rochester, so they just moved from the city straight up to here. And we've been here pretty much ever since.
Wow, it's kind of, is it small? Is it quiet? It's cold.
It's definitely cold. we're right underneath one of the big lakes. The city is busy, but I live like just on the outskirts near the water, so it's kind of peaceful.
Oh, the summers must be gorgeous.
Yes, the summers are. Our winters are horrible, but our summers are amazing.
Do you have an office in Florida?
I do not. That'd be nice if you did.
Okay. Yeah, it would be nice. 6 months here, 6 months there.
That would be great. I did go there. I wasn't in Gainesville. I went to Miami last summer. It was my first time ever in Florida, and I went there by myself. It was a solo vacation, something I've never done before.
Wow.
And
wow.
I landed in the airport, and I was like, whoa, this is just way different. Holy cow.
Where the heck am I?
Yeah. I wasn't nervous until I got to Miami, and then I walked out of the airport, and like everything is like colorful. Like the green and blue and yellow. I'm like, what? This is way different than New York.
Oh, yeah. New York, yeah.
It's gray and kind of...
gloomier, yeah.
Yeah, it's way different, but... yeah, I had fun down there.
It's a university town, and it's, you know, a lot of kids, and we have a lot of hospitals and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get from... one part of the town to another pretty much in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a bunch of friends here, you know, though my
family
is still in the New York area. But I have a lot of friends, so we hang out, we, you know, have fun.
Do you still have family back in Russia?
Yes, but not immediate family, just call back and forth. Some friends.
Yeah, people that you're related to.
Yeah. But... You know, I pretty much grew up here. I do remember I left when I was like 14.
Uh huh.
So I do remember, but you know,
most of my life. Are you guys from like the big cities, like Moscow, St. Petersburg, or are you guys out in like the mountains?
No, we're from Moscow.
Okay.
A lot of Russians. I mean, there are a lot of Russians in Gainesville. A lot.
Really.
And quite a few of them are from Ukraine and from smaller north towns,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, we poo-poo anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of Russians up here as well.
There've been some tensions, let me tell you.
Yeah, I would imagine, with everything going on.
Yeah, I'm telling everybody that I'm Switzerland, I'm neutral, I'm not.
Good. Or say, like, Poland. I'm from Poland or something like that.
Well, I mean, even our friends, they've been close for, you know, many years after when the war started, there's been a rift. So we've worked through with some people, on both sides of the aisle, so to speak.
Yeah.
But it's still, we try not to talk about it. I tell everybody, I mean, there's no point, you know?
Yeah. I would imagine. That's a tough...
It's the same people. What the heck?
It happened not long ago again. There was the issue in 2014... what's that little island? Crimea?
Crimea, yeah.
That's the little island south of...
We got lucky. Well, the problem with Crimea, it is Ukrainian.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it was Soviet Union, and then it was just taking from one, you know, pocket and putting it in another pocket kind of thing. But the population of Crimea is mostly Russian, ethnically Russian.
Okay, so that's what
they didn't mind to be annexed. Yeah, so I mean there was no problem with people that lived there.
Uh-huh.
But once you start going west, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. When I grew up there, we had a lot of relatives from Ukraine. I mean, the families were. I mean, there was no differentiation. Nobody said, "Oh no, I'm Ukrainian. Oh no, I'm Russian." I mean, there wasn't such thing at all.
Yeah.
You just, you know, where you go on vacation, Kiev. Okay, fine. You know, Ukraine.
Yeah.
You know, Georgia, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
All the same, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
But now, I guess, so many years later.
Yeah, everything's a little bit crazy now.
It's a shame.
Yeah. It is a shame, I agree. But it's okay. I'm hopeful for the future, so.
Yeah, as long as nothing takes too long.
Yeah, I prefer optimism.
It's kind of hard, though.
No, I know. That's. I feel like I have to.
No, every day there's something else. I just stop watching the news.
Yeah.
For a week because I just can't handle it. I'm just.
Yeah.
Everything just makes me too nervous, you know.
Mhm. Definitely.
But, you know, whatever. So.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
He'll be back Tuesday next week.
Yeah.
And he's the one who does everything.
The memoing and the buying.
Yeah, but most of the time I think he just, called Aubrey and he said, "Hey, I need, he
this and that." Yeah.
And
well, I'm hoping to become the person that that he calls. I know it's big shoes to fill.
He's never had any problem with Aubrey, as far as I know. She's always nice. Send him what he needed.
Uh huh.
Never a problem. So I'm sure it'll be the same.
Okay, perfect. Well, Miss Larissa, put in a good word for me. I'm here, ready to go. Let him know that I'm here and I'm eager and I want to work with you guys.
Sure.
And it was a pleasure to speak with you. And I hope that we start working together and we start speaking some more often.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Of course. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Thanks, Liz. Bye-bye.
Bye.